Chapter 1. Prizes. Friday. Dear First Grade Journal, today we are having a speaker in room 1. She is going to tell us all about recycling. Recycling is when you wash your trash, I believe. Mr. Scary said to write in our journals till the speaker gets here. Only I don't even feel like writing today. Because I have a loose tooth, that's why. And that thing is driving me crazy. Also, every time I write in this journal, I have to look up words in the dumb dictionary. Except sometimes Mr. Scary spells the words on the board for us. And then I have to cross out my mistakes. Plus, also, I erase holes in my paper. Spelling is not a breeze, I tell you. That is all I feel like writing today. I am done with this thing. And I mean it. From Junie B, first grader. I put down my pencil and I opened my mouth. Then I reached in my finger and I wiggled my tooth. That thing has been loose for a very long time. Only no matter how hard I wiggle it, it still won't come out. I pulled on it a teensy bit. Ow! That hurt, you dumb bunny tooth, I said. May turned her head and looked at me. May sits next to me in room 1. She is not a pleasure. You shouldn't say dumb bunny, Junie Jones, she said. Dumb bunny is not a nice word. I raised my eyebrows at her. Oh, really? I said. Well, thank you for telling me that, dumb bunny, May. Just then, May's face got puffy and red. Don't say that word I told you, she hollered. My teacher stood up at his desk. Problem back there, girls? He said. Yes, Mr. Scary, said May. There's always a problem back here, and her name is Junie Jones. I stamped my foot. B, May, I said. B, 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 B. You're always forgetting my B. Mr. Scary closed his eyes. Please, girls, can't we just have one morning without any spats? I looked surprised at that man. But I didn't even spat, Mr. Scary, I said. My mother doesn't let me spat, not even on the sidewalk. After that, I went up to his desk and I smiled very cute. I have a loose tooth, I said. Would you like to see it, Mr. Scary? Huh? Would you? I opened my mouth and wiggled it for him. See it? See how loose it is? It is a loosey-goosey, isn't it? I said. He smiled. Wow, it really is loose, Junie B, he said. And it's a top tooth, too. Losing a top tooth is the best. I looked puzzled. It is? How come it's the best, Mr. Scary? I asked. Is a top tooth funner than a bottom tooth, do you mean? Because last year I lost a bottom tooth, and I didn't actually get a kick out of it. My teacher did a chuckle. Ah, but when you lose a top tooth, your smile looks really cute, Junie B, he said. And when your new tooth comes in, you'll start looking like a big kid. I did a gasp at that news. A big kid? I said. Really? I'm going to look like a big kid? Mr. Scary nodded. Sure you are, he said. Here, I'll show you what I mean. He looked around the room. Class, does anyone in here have their big top teeth yet? If so, please raise your hand, he said. All of the children looked and looked at each other. But no one raised their hand. Mr. Scary was surprised. Really? He said. No kidding. No one in our class has lost a top front tooth, huh?